إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Indeed, the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray. And whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. This evening, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, this is our second session reading from the essay At-Tawdih wal-Bayan li-Shajarat al-Iman, the clarification and elucidation of the tree of faith, by al-Imam Abdurrahman ibn Nasir al-Sa'adi, rahimahullah, rahmatan wasiya. Tonight, inshallah, we're going to try to take like five points that we want to cover. The first of them being the author's introduction to the book, his own introduction to the book. And in that introduction, he mentions the parable of the Kalima Tayyiba that this book is based upon. We want to look at that just briefly. And then we want to look at the definition, the author's definition of Iman, or definitions that he offers, and some of the usul, fundamentals of Iman that he mentions. Immediately attached to the definition of Iman. Before we read the author's definition of Iman, I want to make one other point, and that is briefly discuss the Aqidah of the Murji'ah. The Aqidah of the Murji'ah. And that is, in order to understand the importance of this type of definition, that we have the definition of Iman from the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah that includes speech and action, then we need to understand why the emphasis on that. And the danger of the deviation from that. And that, yani, is seen clearly in the Aqidah of the Murji'ah. So we're going to look at that just briefly before we look at the author's definition and some of the usul of Iman. Before we start with the reading, we're going to review a little bit of what we covered last week from the questionnaire study guide number one. The first question being, memorize a dalil from the Quran or Sunnah showing the importance of knowledge. Memorize, memory, right? A dalil from the Quran or from the Sunnah. And last week we mentioned 5 or 6 or 7 yani points, either from the Quran or from the Sunnah, any one of them, or other than them. Hal yastawi? Now, are those equal? Yani those who know and those who don't know, are they equal? Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us they are not equal by far. There is a tremendous superiority of the people who know over the people who don't know. Any other ayah? إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهِ. Who's that? Somebody far away or voice they're whispering. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهِ مِنْ إِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Yani that it is the ulama, the people of knowledge, and only them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says has khashya of Allah. Yani has true knowledge-based fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the Sunnah, the dua, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'an. Yani, O Allah, I ask you for beneficial knowledge. And in another supplication, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa'u. From knowledge that does not benefit. And also from the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said that seeking knowledge is obligatory upon the Muslim, right? طَلَبُ الْعِلْمِ فَرِيضَةٌ فَرِيضَةٌ عَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ. And this is very, very important, yani, that we know that this seeking of knowledge is Allah has made it obligatory as a mercy upon us. Because how else can we know how to worship Allah except that we have knowledge? So it's obligatory for a Muslim, yani, to worship Allah. But in order to do that, it has to be, yani, based on knowledge. So it became obligatory to seek knowledge. These are some of the points that we mentioned last week. The second question, list two of the benefits of Iman mentioned by the author, rahimahullah, would show the importance of this subject. Yani we mentioned from the last part of this book a couple of points that the Shaykh mentioned from the fruits of Iman, the benefits of Iman that show the importance of the subject of Iman. From amongst them he said, to achieve khair. There's no doubt that it will be a means to achieve khair. We mentioned specifically though, the first one that the author mentions is the wilayah of Allah. Yani the joy and the happiness of receiving the wilayah of Allah. Yani that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would take special care of those people. The wilayah of Allah al-khasa. Yani for the people of Iman and Taqwa, the awliya of Allah. And the second of them we mentioned was the pleasure of Allah, earning the pleasure of Allah and His place of honor, yani the Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the ridwan min Allah, that this is akbar, yani the pleasure of Allah is greater than the Jannah and whatever is in it. So this is a tremendous matter. And the third one that we mentioned very, very importantly, that al-iman al-kamil, yani the complete and perfect iman, protects you from the fire. More specifically, complete and perfect iman prevents a person from entering the fire at all. And iman, even if it is a small amount, person who dies upon iman will what? Will be protected from remaining eternally in the hellfire. They will not remain in the hellfire. The third question we said discussed briefly the definition of iman mentioned by Imam Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah. Any summary of his definition is that he said that iman is belief in the heart, speech on the tongue, actions of the body or the limbs of the body, and it yazid wa yanqus. Yani it increases with obedience and decreases with disobedience. That's the summary of what he said. And today we're going to talk about that in a little bit more detail. Yani from the book, yani the author's, the way he has expressed this definition of iman. The fourth question mentioned the author, rahimahullah's name, place and date of birth and death. His name first. Anybody remember his name? Abu Abdullah Abdurrahman Ibn Nasr Ibn Abdullah Ibn Nasr Al-Sa'di from the tribe of the tribe. The place is Qasim, the tribe of Tamim. Okay, he was born in the city of Unayza, in the region of Qasim, in the city of Unayza, and he also died in Unayza. And he was born in the year 1307, and he died in the year 1376. Mention something about the author, rahimahullah's early upbringing, and his early life, and his acquisition of knowledge. And he very, very significant, his early upbringing entailed the loss of his mother when he was 4 years old, and the loss of his father when he was 7 years old. And his completing the memorization of the Quran with proficiency at the age of 11. And then he began to seek knowledge for 12 years until he was 23, at which time he began to teach. He became a teacher. And he continued studying and teaching for 20 years until he became the main source of knowledge in the city of Unayza. Mention two of the most important teachers. His first teacher and the one that he studied from the most, that he learned from the most. Anybody remember either of them? Sheikh Salih Ibn Al-Qadi, now. Sheikh Salih, is not written there? Sheikh Salih Ibn Uthman. And his other teacher, the one that he, yani his first teacher, was Sheikh Ibrahim Ibn Hamid Ibn Jasir. And one of the teachers that he met when he was very young still, but he had begun to teach, was the great scholar of tafsir of this era, Sheikh Muhammad Al-Amin Al-Shanqiti, rahimahumullah. Discuss briefly the author's, rahimahullah, character and manners with the people. His character and manners with the people. One of the most important things was the mention of his noble character, and that he was humble with the people, with all the people, young and old, rich and poor. And he's especially, yani, compassionate with the poor and the needy and strangers. And with his students, yani, he used to organize, yani, debates with them. Those who had reached a level of knowledge to sharpen their minds. And he used to also offer gifts to them for those who memorized, yani, mutun, books of Islamic knowledge. And he also used to consult with them, yani, in the selection of the books that they would study. Mention two of the author's most important books. The tafsir of Taysir Al-Karim Ar-Rahman, And the other? Taysir Al-Latif Al-Mannan. Naam. Discuss briefly the author Rahim's objective in writing. What was his objective? The main purpose of him writing was to? To benefit the people, to spread the knowledge, to call to the truth, to invite people to the truth, the true Islam. And also, he used to distribute his books freely in order to reach more people, to benefit more people. There's one more question. Yes, I forgot. The title of the book. The title of the book in Arabic or in English? Anybody remember? I mentioned in the beginning of the class, so everybody, nobody has an excuse. At-tawdih wal-bayan li shajarat al-iman. Naam. Okay, so with this, we want to go straight into the muqaddima, yani the author's introduction to this book, in which he explains what the book consists of, the main topics that he's going to be dealing with, and also the sources for what he has, yani, compiled in this book. So he begins by saying, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي غَرَسَ شَجْرَةُ الْإِيمَانِ فِي قُلُوبِ عِبَادِهِ الْأَخْيَارِ. Yani, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has planted the tree of faith in the hearts of his chosen worshippers. Yani, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, he is the one who has planted this tree in the hearts of his chosen worshippers. Yani, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the one who selected those who are befitting to receive, yani, this gift of iman that he planted in the hearts of his chosen worshippers. وَسَقَاهَا وَغَذَّاهَا بِالْعُلُومِ النَّافِيَةِ وَالْمَعَارِفِ الصَّادِقَةِ وَاللَّحَجِ بِذِكْرِهِ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. نعم. وَجَعَلَهَا تُعْتِي أُكُلَهَا وَبَرَكَتَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ مِنَ الْخَيْرَاتِ وَالنِّعْمِ الْغِزَارِ. Then he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after planting the shajarat al-iman in the heart of his chosen worshippers, he has watered it, and he has nurtured it, with, yani, al-ulum al-nafiya, and al-ma'arif al-sadiqa, yani, knowledge that is beneficial, yani, the knowledge that nourishes iman, yani, is first and foremost the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the fundamentals of what Muslims are required to believe in, and other than that. Al-ulum al-nafiya, not just, yani, knowledge, but beneficial knowledge. The knowledge that the Prophet ﷺ used to supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him, yani, al-ilm al-nafiya. Wal-ma'arif al-sadiqa, yani, truthful, reliable, authentic information that also benefits the believer in, yani, the growth, the nurturing, the protection, the strengthening, the increasing of, yani, this tree, the tree of iman. وَاللَّهَجِ بِذِكْرِهِ أَنَا لَيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nurtured this tree with, yani, the constant, yani, by teaching us and encouraging us to be constantly engaged in the dhikr of Allah throughout the day and throughout the night. And the Prophet ﷺ, his example to us in terms of a dhikr and its importance, we find throughout the sunnah. how the Prophet ﷺ used to remember Allah at all times. So the adhkar of the Prophet ﷺ are for every occasion and every situation. And special adhkar in the morning and in the evening and after the prayers and all different times of the day and the night. This is the yani nourishment, the watering and the feeding of the tree of Iman. The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, constantly being engaged in the dhikr of Allah. This is one of the most important things that practically we can engage ourselves in order to attend to the strengthening and increasing of our Iman, being constantly engaged in the dhikr of Allah and the recitation of the Qur'an. And He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has also made for this tree that it will give its fruits and its barakah at all times. من الخيرات والنعم الغزار. Yani all types of goodness and abundant blessings, bounties and favors from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani are the fruits of this tree. The fruits of this tree when it is cared for, when it is nurtured, when it is watered, when it is nourished, when it is protected from that which harms it, that which decreases Iman and destroys Iman and nullifies Iman. After this, yani in this brief part of this introduction, the Shaykh, rahimahullah, he has introduced to us the idea of this book and the aspects that he intends to deal with. Yani, the Shajaratul Iman, what is it? It's in the hearts of the believers, that it's nourished, that it's watered, that it's cared for by, yani, the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then it has fruits, yani, that come forth at all times. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَّارُ الْكَرِيمُ الرَّحِيمُ الْغَفَّارُ. And then he mentions the testimony, the bearing witness that there is nothing which deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners. He is the one that is unique. He is the one that everything in the creation is in submission to His greatness and His glory and His power. He is the generous. He is the merciful. He is the forgiving, yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ الرَّسُولُ الْمُصْطَفَى الْمُخْتَارُ. Yani, and I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the worshipper of Allah, the abd of Allah, and the messenger of Allah, the chosen select messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi al-bararati al-akhyar. And then the Shaykh closes this first part of his introduction by asking for salat and salam, yani supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for salat and salam upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family, his companions, his righteous, select, chosen companions, radiallahu anhum ajma'in. Amma ba'd. After this, the Shaykh actually begins to tell us about the book, yani two important matters, that is, the sources that this book is based upon, and when we read the book, if you haven't read it before, it will become crystal clear that what he states here is a fact. Yani he's letting us know that what he is writing in this book concerning this very important topic, that it is not from his own self. It is not ideas or opinions that people have. Rather, it is directly derived from the sources of Islam, that is the Quran and the Sunnah. And the topics that he's also going to deal with, and he also mentions here that the book is divided into three parts, and he mentions them. He says, فَهَذَا كِتَابٌ يَحْتَوِي عَلَى مَبَاحَثَ الْإِيمَانِ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحَمُّ مَبَاحَثَ الدِّينِ وَأَعْظَمُ أُصُولَ الْحَقُّ وَالْيَقِينِ. Yani that this book consists of, or is composed of, مَبَاحَثْ الْإِيمَانِ, yani researches, discussions related to Iman. Yani that's the topic. Researches, discussions related to issues or matters of Iman. Those researches or those issues which are the most important issues of this deen. They are the greatest fundamentals of al-haqul yaqeen. Yani the issues related to Iman. And this makes us to know the importance of this topic as well. That Iman and the issues related to Iman is the most important thing that a Muslim should be concerned about. Because without this, everything else has no benefit whatsoever. Unless a person knows what is Iman, what are its yani component parts, how is it increased, how is it strengthened, what harms it, unless a person knows that, everything else Yani has no value. He said these are the most important matters of this deen, and they are the greatest fundamentals of the truth and certainty. مُسْتَمِدًّا ذَلِكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ الْكَرِيمِ الْكَفِيرُ بِتَحْقِيقِ هَذِهِ الْأُصُولِ تَحْقِيقًا لَا مَزِيدَ عَلَيْهِ وَمِنْ سُنَّةِ نَبِيِّهِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الَّتِي يُوَافِقُ الْكِتَابَ وَتُوَافِقُ الْكِتَابَ وَتُفَسِّرُهُ وَتُؤَبِّرُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ مِنْ مُجْمَلَاتِهِ وَتُفَصِّلُ كَثِيرًا مِنْ مُطْلَقَاتِهِ. And here, the Shaykh, he says that these issues, these researches that is going to be discussed in this book, they are derived directly from the Book of Allah, the Noble Book of Allah. The Noble Book of Allah, which is absolutely, completely responsible. It is the protector, it is the guardian of establishing these fundamentals in a way after which there is no need. Yani, there is no need after that. There can be no increase on the tahqiq, the establishment, the affirmation, the realization of the truth of these issues after what came in the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also from the sunnah of his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yani the sunnah which is in agreement with the book, and it also explains and expresses and gives details about things that are mentioned in the Quran in general concepts, yani that are mentioned mujmal, and concepts that are mentioned mutlaq, yani unrestricted, yani general, yani meaning those things that need further clarification or detail, yani the sunnah clarifies those things. After this, the Shaykh begins to mention the three parts of this book, and unfortunately today I was looking through the translation of the book, and this part that I'm about to read now is not in the translation. I don't know how. Yani this section here is just omitted. So pay attention now, because it's not in the book. And if you have the Arabic copy, you're safe. If you have the English copy, then you have to pay attention now. The Shaykh here mentions that this book is composed of three main areas. He said, this book is مُبْتَدِئًا بِتَفْسِيرِهِ. Yani, it begins with the explanation, the tafsir of what is Iman, the definition of what is Iman. That's going to be the first topic, the first section of this book. It deals with the definition, the explanation, the clarification of what is Iman. مُثَنِّيًا بِذِكْرِ أُصُولِهِ وَمُقَوِّمَاتِهِ. And secondly, the second subject that it's going to deal with is the mention of the usul, the fundamentals, the foundations of Iman, and the component, the essential component parts of Iman, the things that Iman is made of, that increase Iman, that strengthen Iman. The second part of the book is going to tell us, after we know what is Iman, it's going to tell us, yani from the Quran and from the Sunnah, ayahs from the Quran, hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, what are the things that are the building blocks of Iman, the things that strengthen Iman, the things that increase Iman. And he's going to bring ayah after ayah and hadith after hadith to prove that these are the essential elements of Iman, that Iman is not just a conviction in the heart, rather it is also speech, and it is actions, and the proofs of it is yani bring is brought here in this section. After that he said, وَمِنْ أَيِّ شَيْءٍ يُسْتَمَدُّ. Yani, from this Iman is drawn from what? It is derived from where? That the second section is going to tell us that. Yani, what are the things that Iman is derived from, that is built upon, that is strengthened by, that is increased by? مُثَلِّثًا. Yani, thirdly, he said, the third part of the book, yani, he's going to talk about the فَوَائِد. فَوَائِدِهِ وَثَمَرَاتِهِ. Yani, the benefits of Iman, and the fruits of Iman. وَمَا يَتْبَعُ هَذِهِ الْأُصُولِ. And what follows, yani what comes forth or is produced, yani from these fundamentals of Iman, then there are, yani, branches of Iman and fruits of Iman and so on. Here the Shaykh mentions, yani this is the end of the part that's omitted. That's the end of the part that's omitted. Then the book, the translation came back here, where the Shaykh mentions the ayat in the Quran, Surah Ibrahim, 14th Surah, 24th and 25th ayat, where he mentions the mathal of the good word that's like, yani that resembles, that is compared to the a good tree. قال الله تعالى, شيطان الرجيم, ألم تر كيف ضرب الله مثلا كلمة طيبة كشجرة طيبة. يعني did you not see, did you not look at, consider, did you not examine how Allah sets forth a مثل, an example or a parable of a good word, كلمة طيبة, that's like a good tree. أصلها ثابت, يعني its foundation, its roots are ثابت, are firmly fixed, يعني in the earth. وفرعها في السماء, and its branches are rising high in the sky. تؤتي أكلها كل حين بإذن ربها, and it brings forth its fruits all the time, constantly, continuously, by the permission of its Rabb, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَدْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets forth amthal, parables or examples for the people, so that perhaps they will reflect, perhaps they will remember, perhaps they will take heed and believe and comply, yani, with what those parables, yani, teach us and guide us to. I just want to take a couple of minutes to look at, yani, briefly, how Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di, rahimahullah, mentions in the tafsir of this ayat in his tafsir, Taysir Kareem al-Rahman. He mentions that in this ayat here, he says, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً كَشَجْرَةٍ طَيِّبَةً أَصْلُهَا ثَابَتٌ وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. Yani, did you not look at how Allah sets forth the example of a good word that's like a good tree? Here we see, yani, four things that are mentioned here that show, yani, the likeness between the kalima tayyiba and the shajara tayyiba. The first of them is kalima tayyiba is tayyib, and the shajara is also tayyib. And the second of them is asluha thabitun, yani, the roots of that tree is firmly established underneath the earth. And likewise, yani, the roots of the kalima, yani, shajara, shajaratul iman, shajaratul tawheed, is also firmly established in the hearts of the believers. وَفَرُوْهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ, and its branches are up in the sky, high in the sky, and likewise, yani, the branches of the shajaratul iman also rise high up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he mentions, yani, in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions three things clearly. Yani, asluha thabit, yani, its roots are firmly established in the earth. Faruha fi samaa, and it is, yani, its branches are high in the sky. Wa yu'ti ukulaha kulla hina bi idhni rabbiha, and it gives forth its fruits all the time, constantly ongoing. And then, yani, what is not so clear is the first, yani, comparison between them, that is that they are both طيب, the كلمة طيبة and the شجرة طيبة. Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di says, يقول الله تعالى, ألم تر كيف ضرب الله مثلا كلمة طيبة. Do you not look at how Allah has set forth the example of a good word? وهي شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وفروعها. يعني, the كلمة طيبة is the testimony of لا إله إلا الله. That is the كلمة طيبة. The شهادة, the testimony that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah. This is the shajara that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala planted in the heart of His chosen select worshippers. Yani, the kalima of tawheed, kalimatul iman. And furu'iha, and whatever, what comes forth from that shahada of la ilaha illallah, the asul of all usul. It is the iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all of the other fundamentals. Yani, the other fundamentals of Islam come forth from the most important fundamental. That is, iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From that comes what? The iman in His angels, and in His books, and in His prophets, and so on. كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ. He says that this شَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ, that the شَجَرَةٍ, yani, كَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ is being compared to, it is the نَخْلَة, yani, the date palm tree. That is the date palm tree that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends here for us to look at, the date palm tree, yani, and how it is firmly its roots are firmly established in the earth, and how its branches go high into the sky, and how it brings forth fruits all the time, constantly, continuously. أصلها ثابت يعني في الأرض يعني its roots are established in the earth. وفرعها في السماء يعني its branches are in the sky. The Sheikh says يعني فرعها منتشر في السماء يعني spread out or spread out up into the sky. وهي كثرة النفع دائما and it brings forth a lot of benefit all the time. يعني the date palm tree. تعطي أكلها كل حين بإذن ربها. يعني and it gives its fruit all the time. يعني أكلها means ثمراتها يعني its fruits يعني are constantly being made available. The Shaykh after that he says that this shajara يعني the date palm tree, he said, and how Allah describes it, how its roots go deep into the earth, firmly established, so it's not easily uprooted, and its branches go high into the sky, and it brings forth benefits and fruits all the time. He said that this is the likeness of this kalima tayyiba, is the kalima til iman. He said it is the shajara, the tree of faith, whose branches, or whose yani roots, whose roots are firmly established in the heart of the believer. The kalimatul iman is firmly established in the hearts of the believers. Yani it's not easily uprooted. And we know that linguistically from the word aqidah or i'tiqad, yani aqada means to tie or to bind or to fasten something so that it's not easily yani broke loose. And this is how the aqidah is for the believer, the aqidah of iman, the tawheed, yani the kalima la ilaha illallah, that it is tied to the heart of the believer, which the believer will not let go of. He said that, yani asluha thabitun fi qalb al-mu'min ilman wa i'tiqadan, yani that is firmly established in the heart of the believer, yani in terms of knowledge and in terms of i'tiqad, yani conviction. That means that the shajaratul iman, it is not just having a firm belief or conviction in the heart, but there has to also be knowledge. Yani, it is firmly established based upon knowledge and based upon, yani, the firm conviction that the believer has in this word of iman, the word of tawheed, la ilaha illallah. Its branches are in the sky, meaning that the deeds, the actions and the speech, the good that yani bread that comes forth from this yani from the roots of this tree, the good that comes forth from it goes high up into the sky. The Shaykh says that its fara yani its branches are al kalim al tayyib, good speech, good words, yani that the believer speaks good words, yani a dhikr wa dua wa qira'atul quran, and the truth and the da'wah to Islam and the amr bil ma'roof wa nahy anil munkar, kalima tayyib wal amal as-salih, and righteous deeds, yani worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, salat wa zakat wa siyam, and all types of worship, wal akhlaq al mardiyya wal adab al hasana, and in addition, yani it's not just that the believer speaks well and worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with salat and zakat, but the believer, yani the branches of this kalima of tawheed also requires that the person has yani pleasing character and good manners. Meaning that part of yani what comes forth from the kalimatul iman, yani from the shajaratul iman, part of what comes forth from that is not just what's manifested in ritual worship, but rather we also see it in the truthfulness and the honesty and the humility and the sympathy and the compassion, yani the character and the manners that the believer has in dealing with others. These things, these good words and this worship and this character and these manners are what comes forth from kalimatul iman. Yani, and they go high into the sky, that means they always are constantly rising up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that which benefits the believer, and it also benefits others. Yani the character and the manners and the deeds, the speech and actions of the believer not only benefits the one who does that, but the believer also benefits others. And here, Shaykh Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih al-Taymiyyah rahimahullah, I remember and I try to recall as much as possible this very beautiful point that he made. I read in one of the books, I don't remember now, it was a long time ago. He said that it is wonderful, it is beautiful to be salih. Yani for a person to be righteous in their self. That benefits them. But what is better than that and what is actually required is that we be muslih. Yani one who is not only righteous within their self, but one who rectifies those around them. And this is what is understood, yani as Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di in his tafsir of the Qur'an for Surah Al-Asr, he said that there are four characteristics that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the surah, and those four characteristics are all necessary in order for a person to escape from what he said, وَالْعَصَ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٌ, that all of humanity are at loss, except those who have these four characteristics, and that is, the one who has iman and amal as-salih. And those two things benefit the person. That's for his own righteousness. But that which benefits society is calling to the truth and being patient, and joining upon one another, patience and calling to that truth, and that benefits the others. And together, yani these two characteristics, or four characteristics, yani go towards the rectification of the individual and the rectification of the society. And this is what is understood from al-muslih. Yani the one who is salih within their self, and they also try to rectify and reform and correct and improve the society around them. The Shaykh says that these yani branches of the Shajaratul Iman, يَسْعَدُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْهُ, go up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the believer with that which benefits him and benefits others, that is الْأَعْمَالِ وَالْأَقْوَالِ الَّتِي تُخْرِجُهَا Shajaratul Iman. Yani the actions and the speech, the sayings, which the tree of Iman brings forth, produces. Yani the actions and the speech. And here it is noteworthy that the Shaykh used these two words, Al-A'mal wal-Aqwal, yani because this is the issue about which the people deviated from the Ahl Sunnah in terms of Iman. That it does not include speech and action, but Iman is just that which is in the heart. Then the Shaykh, he says, وَيَدْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالِ لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ, and Allah sets forth parables for the people that they might take heed, that they might be reminded of that which Allah has ordered them with and that which Allah has prohibited from them from. And indeed, the setting of these examples or these parables are a means of bringing close to the person the ideas that are ma'aqula, that mentally or rationally a person can understand, but by means of al-amthal al-mahsusa, yani tangible examples that a person can see in the world around them. Yani ideas that a person conceptualizes are made clear by examples of things that they see around them. Yani the Shajaratul Iman that's in the heart of the believer, yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making it something that we can see in front of us. Yani the date palm tree that has roots in the earth, deeply rooted in the earth that you don't see. But then it has also branches that are above the earth that we do see, and likewise the believer, we don't see what's in a person's heart, but we see their actions. And that's why the people who deviated, when they said it does, that Iman does not include speech and action, but rather it's just what's in the heart, and we found that the people who today, who have accepted this idea, we find that they always claim, you don't know what's in my heart. Yani if they were doing anything wrong, or abandoning that which was obligatory, they say my Iman is in my heart. As though Iman is just something in the heart, that it doesn't include speech and action. Here the Shaykh says that indeed the setting of these examples bring the meanings, yani clear, by tangible examples that people can yani see, that they can feel, that they can experience, that they can perceive with their senses, with their physical senses. And by this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes clear that which He intends with complete and perfect clarity. وَهَذَا مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَحُسْنِ تَعْلِيمِهِ, and this is from the rahmah of Allah and the excellence of His manner of teaching, that He uses these examples to make things clear to people so that there is no room left for confusion. And for this reason, the most complete and perfect yani and comprehensive praise belongs to Allah. فَهَذِهِ صِفَةُ كَلِمَةِ التَّوْهِيدِ وَثَبَاتُهَا فِي قَلْبِ الْمُؤْمِنِ, so this is the description of the word of a Tawheed and its being firmly established in the heart of the believer. After this, the Shaykh, after mentioning this ayah, he says, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has likened the kalima of iman, the word of iman, which is atyab al-kalimat, the most pure of all words. He has likened it to a tree, which is the best and most pure of all trees. Mawsufatin bihadhi al-awsaf al-hamida. And it is described, yani this kalima tawheed is described, yani is likened to the tree that is described with these praiseworthy characteristics. Usuluha thabitun mustaqirratun. Yani its roots are firmly established, yani in the earth. Wa nama'uha mustamir, and its growth and development and maturity is continuous, ongoing. And it continues to rise and up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa thamaratuha la tazalu kullu waqtin wa kullu haynan tughillu ala ahliha wa ala ghayrihim al-manafiya al-mutanawwi'a wa thamarat an-nafiya. And then he said that its fruits, yani, are presented to the people of iman and other than them, yani various, multiple, different types of benefits and yani beneficial fruits constantly coming to the people of iman and to other people, yani from their actions, people also benefiting. Here, yani the Shaykh also in this paragraph here, he mentions the usul of this tree and its branches and its fruits, and that's the basis of this book, as we mentioned already. So here the Shaykh says, وَهَذِهِ الشَّجْرَةُ مُتَفَاوِتَةٌ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ تَفَاوُتًا عَظِيمًا بِحَسَبِ تَفَاوُتِ هَذِهِ الْأَوْصَافِ الَّتِي وَصَفَهَا اللَّهُ بِهَا. So this tree, شَجْرَةُ الْإِيمَانِ, yani varies and differs in the hearts of the believers to a tremendous great extent. Yani the disparity between the tree of iman in one person and another is great. It's not the same. Just as the people of today, the iman in the hearts of the people today are not like the iman of the people of the past. Yani just like the people who met the Prophet ﷺ on one occasion, on Hajj, on one event, their iman was not like the people who was with him every day. Yani the iman of the general Sahaba is not like the iman of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. It varies. The shajaratul iman in the heart of the believers is not the same. There's a tremendous difference from one person to another, but it is in accordance to, yani, the amount, yani, of these descriptions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described this tree with that a person possesses. It's in accordance with to what extent he possessed or she possessed these characteristics. And here the Shaykh gives us an advice that is of greatest importance. فَعَلَى الْعَبْدِ الْمُوَفَّقِ. So it is upon the person, the worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has been given success, who has been guided to Islam, who has been guided to the Sunnah, who has been enabled to actually live a life practicing Islam. Because how many people were not guided to Islam? And how many Muslims were not guided to the Sunnah? And how many people who know about the Sunnah don't practice it? So the person who Allah has given success to, it is upon that person, and yes'a لِمَعْرِفَتِهَا وَمَعْرِفَةِ أَوْصَافِهِ وَأَسْبَابِهَا وَأُصُولِهَا وَرُفُورِهَا. Yani that is upon us to strive and to struggle to know this tree, and to know its descriptions and characteristics and qualities, and to know its asbab, the causes of its growth and strength and development and increase, and to know its roots, its fundamentals, and its furu, its branches. وَيَجْتَهِدَ فِي التَّحَقُّقِ بِهَا عِلْمًا وَعَمَلًا. And then, when knowing all of these things, then it is incumbent upon us to strive and to struggle and to make every effort to realize, to actualize, to fulfill what it requires of us. عِلْمًا وَعَمَلًا. Yani the knowledge that's required, as well as the action that is required. And then the Shaykh, he says, and this is so. Why is it important for us to know this? And why is it important for us to act upon this, to strive and struggle to realize it? فَإِنَّ نَصِيبَهُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ وَالْفَلَاحِ وَالسَّعَادَةِ الْعَاجِلَةِ وَالْآجِلَةِ بِحَسَبِ نَصِيبِهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ الشَّجْرَةِ. Yani one's portion of all types of goodness and success and perfect happiness in this world and the next will be in accordance with one's yani portion of this tree. Yani to the extent that a person realizes, develops, grows, protects and increases yani the strength of the Shajaratul Iman, yani the Kalimatul Iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has planted in the hearts of the believers, to the extent that a person realizes this tree, to that extent, yani will, to that extent a person will enjoy the good things of this world and the next, and success and happiness, yani now and later. So it is incumbent upon us to yani work hard, yani to know about Shajaratul Iman, all that we can know about it, what are its component parts, what are its building blocks, what are the things that strengthen Iman, what are the things that increase Iman, and then to act upon it. And then to act upon it. Ilman wa amalan. Before I look at the definition that the author brings here, I just, like I said, I want to quickly mention the deviation of the people who said that, as some of the people are saying today, and they may not consider themselves to be murji'ah, and maybe they don't even know the word murji'ah, but the people who believe like this, who believe when they don't do the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has required of us, that it doesn't matter because they have Iman in their heart. That when they engage in things that Allah has prohibited, they say, yani don't bother with me. Yani you don't know what's in my heart. The Shaykh Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Thaymeen says, the Murji'ah, they are those who say, who have the opinion that, yani deeds, yani laysa, القول والعمل عندهم من الإيمان. That speech and action, according to them, is not a part of Iman. والإيمان مجرد الإقرار بالقلب. That Iman is simply the person's affirmation, confirmation, يعني acceptance and acknowledgement in the heart of what يعني Iman is. That's Iman. فالفاسق عندهم يعني فاعل الكبيرة. The person who commits major sins, the corrupt person with them, is مؤمن كامل الإيمان. The person who commits sins, who commits major sins, he is a mu'min whose Iman is complete and perfect. No matter what he does of ma'asi, no matter what he abandons of ta'at, yani no matter what kind of sins he commits, no matter what kind of yani acts of obedience he has abandoned, yani he's a mu'min whose Iman is complete and perfect. And they say, and if we declared somebody to be a kafir, it's not because he has abandoned some of the things of the deen, but rather, it is because he doesn't have that affirmation or that confirmation of Iman in his heart. Because that's all that Iman is, according to them. And then the Shaykh says, and this is the madhab of the Jahmiyyah. And it is the opposite of the Khawarij. Yani that the Jahmiyyah also have the belief in Irja. Yani that Iman is only that which is in the heart. It doesn't include speech and actions. That's the opposite of the Khawarij. Yani the Murji'ah said, the person who commits major sins is a mu'min whose Iman is complete and perfect. And the Khawarij said the person who commits major sins is a kafir who has gone out of Islam and is in the hellfire forever, eternally. So this yani belief of the Murji'ah makes us to know how important it is to understand what is the true definition of Iman. And that's what yani the first part of this book deals with, the definition of Iman, its explanation and clarification, and the proofs and evidences of it, and then the component parts of Iman, the things that strengthen and increase it, and finally, the fruits of Iman, and the benefits of Iman. The Shaykh says, "Fi had al-Iman wa tafsirihi," yani the boundary or the limits of Iman, the definition of Iman and its explanation. Yani the definitions of things, and their explanation which make them clear, تَتَقَدَّمُوا أَحْكَامُهَا أَحْكَامُهَا, yani the definition of things, the clarification of a thing that makes us to know what it is with clarity, has to precede, yani, our ruling concerning that thing. For indeed, the ruling of things are a branch of first, yani, conceptualizing it. Yani, a person has to know clearly what that thing is before they can make any kind of ruling concerning anything. So whoever rules upon any matter, before having a complete picture of that matter and its understanding of that matter that makes them to be able to distinguish from other things, whoever makes a ruling before having that, then that person has made a very serious and terrible error. As far as the had of Iman wa tafsiru, yani the definition of Iman, the explanation of Iman, the Shaykh gives three definitions here. He gives three definitions. The first of them is the primary definition. The second of them is a rewording, clarification of that definition, and the third one is the basic definition that the scholars of the past, the people of Sunnah, gave for Iman. So actually, what follows are really three definitions. One of them is sufficient, yani two of them yani is even better, and the third one we've already discussed and we're going to discuss as we go along again. The Shaykh says, أَمَّا حَدُّ الْإِيمَانِ وَتَفْسِيرُهُ فَهُوَ التَّصْدِيقُ الْجَازِمُ والاعتراف التام بجميع ما أمر الله ورسوله بالإيمان به والانقياد ظاهر وباطن. This is the definition that the Sheikh gave for iman. The iman is three matters: التصديق الجازم، والاعتراف التام، والانقياد ظاهرا وباطنا. يعني that a person testifies to the truthfulness. يعني absolute, certain, firm, يعني conviction, testification. And اعتراف يعني acknowledgement. Acknowledgement. Perfect and complete acknowledgement of all of the things that Allah and His Messenger have commanded us to have iman in. You know, that a person has what? A clear, yani firm, absolute conviction and yani confession, acknowledgement, complete acknowledgement of everything that Allah and His Messenger has commanded us to have iman in. And inshallah, I'll send yani the definition of this to the class. If I have your email, we'll send it to the class just so that you can go over it in case you don't have a copy of the translation of the book or you don't have a copy of the Arabic. So these three things, the tasdeeq al-jazm, yani firm, yani attestation to the truthfulness, and acknowledgement, complete and perfect acknowledgement of everything that Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has commanded us to have iman in. Wal inqiyad zahirun wa batinan. And compliance, willing surrender, submission, outwardly and inwardly. Yani conviction, acknowledgement of everything that Allah and His Messenger commanded us to believe in, and then compliance, submission, surrender, compliance with all that calls for, yani outwardly as well as inwardly. And this is very important because this means that the actions and the speech of iman are not just what's in the heart. There's something inside, internal, and there's also external iman. The second definition that the Shaykh gives is a clarification of the first definition. He said, فَهُوَ تَصْدِيقُ الْقَلْبِ وَاَتِقَادُهُ الْمُتَضَمِّنُ لِأَعْمَالِ الْقُلُوبُ وَأَعْمَالِ الْبَدَنِ وَذَلِكَ شَامِلًا لِلْقِيَامِ بِالدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. Yani, so this definition of iman means that what? There's tasdeeq in the heart. Confirmation, attestation to the truthfulness of these affairs in the heart. وَاَتِقَادُهُ. And the conviction, yani the اعتقاد of the heart. That's part, right? But that includes that tasdeeq and that i'tiqad that's in the heart. Mutadamminun has within it the requirement of what? Amal al-kulub wa amal al-badin. The actions of the heart and the actions of the body. So there's actions of the heart. In addition to conviction, there's also actions of the heart. And then there's also actions of the body. And the Shaykh says that this is shamil. Yani this encompasses, covers, includes the fulfillment or the establishment of the deen in its entirety. Yani the conviction and the heart and the actions of the heart and the yani speech and the actions of the tongue and the limbs of the body. This includes everything of the deen of Islam in totality. The third definition that the Shaykh gives is what the scholars of the past said. He said, وَلِهَذَا كَانَ الْأَئِمَّةُ وَالسَّلَفُ يَقُولُونَ. So it is for this reason, these things have to be present, that which is in the heart, and that which, yani the actions of the heart, and as well as the actions and speech of the body. He said it is for this reason that the imams of the people of Sunnah, and the Salaf, the early generation of the people of Sunnah, they used to say, الْإِمَانُ قَوْلُ الْقَلْبُ وَاللِّسَانُ وَعَمَلُ الْقَلْبُ وَاللِّسَانُ وَالْجِوَارِ. That iman is speech, yani قول القلب, speech of the heart. The heart has speech. Yani the heart, its speech is, its, as Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen said in another place, it is the heart testifying to, yani what is iman? In the hadith of Jibril, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yani mentions in that hadith that iman is what? And tu'min billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wa al-yawm al-akhir wa al-qadr khayrihi wa sharrihi. Yani this is the testimony, the speech of the heart. Yani testifying to that in the heart. And so there's speech of the heart and there's speech of the tongue, what the tongue says. And then there's actions of the heart and actions of the tongue and actions of the limbs or the body part. This is how the scholars of the past mentioned, yani qawl wa amal, yani al-qalb wal-lisan wal-jawari, yani the limbs of the body. Wa huwa qawlun wa amalun wa i'tiqadun. So there's speech and there's action and there's conviction. Yazidu bi-ta'ati wa yanqusu بِالْمَعَسِيَّةِ. So this iman, that is speech and actions and conviction in the heart, It increases with obedience to Allah. And it decreases with disobedience to Allah. So when a person engages in dhikr and dua and reading of the Quran and salat and siyam and these things, that this is the means of increase of iman, and the opposite of those things cause decrease in iman. The Shaykh says, فَهُوَ يَشْمَلُ أَقَائِدَ الْإِيمَانِ وَأَخْلَاقَهُ وَعَمَالَهُ. So this includes, it includes the, yani the tenets of faith, the matters of creed that are a part of iman, as well as the akhlaq, the character, the morals and the manners of iman, and the amal, yani the deeds, the actions, the works, the worship that's part of iman. All of this is included in this definition. Yani the things that we believe in, the aqaid of iman, the akhlaq of iman. Iman also requires akhlaq, character, manners and morals. And it also has actions that are required, yani the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I know that the time is almost time for the Iqamah. So perhaps, yani, we'll mention just quickly some of the usul of iman and come back to it in the next session. Here the Shaykh mentioned some of the usul of iman. I'm going to just mention them, yani, and quick, yani, without discussion. And next week, inshallah, we'll come back to them. بإذن الله تعالى. He says, وَالْإِقْرَارُ وَالْإِعْتِرَافُ بِمَا لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى مِنَ الْأَسْمَاءِ الْحُسْنَى وَالصِّفَاتِ الْكَامِلَةِ الْعُلْيَى والأفعال الناشية عن أسماء وصفاته هو من أعظم أصول الإيمان. يعني that affirmation, confession, agreement, and يعني of whatever is belongs to Allah, whatever is the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His beautiful names and His lofty, perfect characteristics, and the actions that come forth from those names and sifat as a result of them. All of this is from the greatest fundamentals of iman. Yani this is the tawheed of asma wa sifat. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has names that contain within them characteristics or qualities. And some of them also, yani, result in actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani from the names of Allah, Ar-Rabb, yani his sifa is ar-rububiyyah. That he is the one who nourishes and creates and takes care of and controls the affairs. And from his actions is that he does these things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a name, and that within that name is a characteristic that he is described with, and sometimes there's also an action. This is from Tawheed al-Asma wa Sifat. He said this is from the greatest fundamentals of iman. Then he said, وَكَذَلِكَ الْإِعْتِرَافُ بِمَا لِلَّهِ مِنَ الْحُقُوقَ الْخَاصَةِ وَهُوَ التَّعَلُّ وَالتَّعَبُّدْ لِلَّهِ ظَاهِرٌ وَبَاطِنٌ مِنْ أُصُولِ الْإِيمَانِ. And also from the fundamentals of iman is the acknowledgement of whatever belongs to Allah of exclusive rights. That is, that we recognize and acknowledge that He is the only one that deserves to be worshipped. And this recognition has to be ظاهراً وباطناً. Outwardly we worship Him, and inwardly. This is from the usul of iman. Then he said, it is also the acknowledgement of whatever Allah has informed us of concerning His angels and His forces, and the things that existed or occurred in the past and in the future. And whatever He has informed us of concerning al-yawm al-akhir, the last day. All of this is from the usul of iman. وَكَذَلِكَ al-iman. And also having faith in all of the messengers, salawatullah wa salamu alayhim, and whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described them with in the book and in the sunnah of praiseworthy characteristics also. All of this is from the usul of iman. And then the Shaykh says, also, from the greatest fundamentals of iman, and he goes back to the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, it is the confession, the acknowledgement of Allah being singled out with wahdaniyah, that He alone is unique in His uluhiyah, His divinity. Wa ibadatullah wahdahu la sharika lahu. And that He alone should be worshipped alone without any partner. Wa ikhlas ad-deen, and making the deen purely for Allah alone. And fulfilling all of the laws of Islam of zahira, the outward things, وَحَقَائِقِهِ الْبَاطِنَةِ, and the inward realities of iman, like the arkan al-iman al-sitta and whatever branches from them. All of this is from the usul of iman. And then the Shaykh says, and I'm racing through this because of the time, and he says, yani, after that he says, وَلِهَذَا رَتَّبَ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ دُخُولَ الْجَنَّةِ وَالنَّجَاةِ مِنَ النَّارِ. And this is a very important point that we have to come back to next week. He said, so based upon this, or the result or consequence of iman, is that a person would enter the Jannah and be saved from the hellfire. And also, based upon iman, a person would earn the pleasure of Allah, and success, and true happiness in this world and the next. And this could not be that a person achieved these things, yani entry into the paradise, and being saved from the hellfire and earning the pleasure of Allah and success and happiness in this world and the next, unless iman includes all of those things that we have mentioned, yani including the aqaid, the tenets of faith, and the actions of the heart and the actions of the limbs. And whenever any of these things are lacking, a person falls short in any of these matters, then they will, yani, they will have occurred a defect in their iman, due to which they will have lost out on some of the rewards of iman, and they would receive some of the punishment, yani, due to their falling short in these matters, in accordance to the extent that they have fallen short in these matters. Yani, this is, yani, what we, yani, can cover for today. This is what we intended to cover, except that the usul of iman requires some further discussion, inshallah, in the next session. We'll try to come back to it, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. We're going to stop here because it's time for the iqamah. Unless there's, we can take 1 minute in case there's a question. Somebody has a question about something that we said that's not clear. Something that we said that you didn't understand. Otherwise, alhamdulillah, if it was understood, then it's sufficient. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I just request, yani, if you're going to be coming to the class regularly, can you please give us your email so that when we send out notes, you can receive it. And if there's any information that we need to share, yani, in terms of any change in the time or anything like that, or cancellation, may Allah save us from ever canceling, at least we can notify you. Also, last week, the brother, mashallah, came from New Jersey. He brought some copies of the book in Arabic and in English. And it seemed as though there was one or two people that didn't get a copy of the book last week. He sent me a couple of copies, but we gave them to the sisters, because last week, mashallah, the brothers took the books and nobody thought about the sisters. I'll take the blame for that. But I wasn't the one giving out the books or taking them. So the books that the brother sent, the Arabic and the English copies, we gave them to the sisters. But if there's a brother who didn't get a copy, if you like come to me personally and make me know, I'll try to get a copy personally for you, inshallah. But you have to let me know. And let me know who you are, give me your names, I'll try to remember you. And also if you need Arabic or English. If you need Arabic or English, okay? So we're going to stop with that. And again, I'm going to say that, as I usually say, it is incumbent upon us and it is critical that we do not take this study as an academic exercise, discourse, yani, in theory. But rather, we have to take this matter to heart and we have to try to learn this well, and we have to try to, with the help of Allah, asking Allah's help, we have to try to implement this in our lives every day, in public and in private, with our families and our friends, at school, at work, wherever we are. Yani, because nobody knows if you will get another chance to do this tomorrow. We're not guaranteed tomorrow. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.